On today's episode, we have some news, including how park reservations and capacity will increase soon, and a deluxe hotel is getting a major refurb. Then we have a discussion about the ways you can stay cool in the heat of summer at the parks, or fall, depending on it's Florida. This is episode 351 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife and a little bit stuffed-up nose wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I was going to say, is it me? Because I don't sound the same.
I can tell it's you, but...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I feel fine. I just sound like a lounge singer.
A little bit, yeah.
Like Phoebe in Friends.
Yes, very Phoebe-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie was the last one to catch the head cold that's gone around our family. Yep. And she was bragging about her immune system.
I really was. I shot myself in the foot.
I was like, don't. She's also, we have this running thing too of like, she doesn't believe in superstitions.
I don't.
I'm like, you know, if I was to be like a pitcher pitching a no-hitter, she'd be the one going like, don't you have a no-hitter right now? And I'm like, no. And then she'd just ruin it. And she'd be like, it's not my fault. I'm like, it's totally your fault, but yeah. So
sorry,
it's okay. And being honest, it's not COVID. It's literally like a day it's like a day of feeling ick, and then you just have this head stuff for like 2 or 3 days later. So
yeah, it's just annoying, is what it is.
It gives you a deep voice, though.
It does. Yeah. What did I do?
That was good.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. Very nice. So. Thank you. Yeah, so we're so Memorial Day's coming up. We're heading to Disney. Well, actually, we're heading to Universal and then Disney.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yes.
So, it'll be. I'm assuming it's going to be very busy in the parks.
Well, it'll probably be busier at Universal.
Yeah, I'm curious how it'll be. I mean, because we haven't been back to the parks since Disney has reduced distancing. And since they've eliminated outdoor face masks.
Right. We haven't been back since then.
No. And we actually haven't been. Universal actually changed their whole stuff about the face masks right after we got back a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, it was like 2 days after, 3 days.
Something like that. So, so that'd be interesting to check that out. So it'll be, you know, it'll be that thing with the crowd. It may not be that bad at Disney, especially because I think you were saying the other day, like, it's in that in-between stage of everything.
So, right. So basically what I mean by that is that they've started to decrease the physical distancing, but the capacity that we're at still at Disney has not caught up to like what it will be for the like real big crowds.
Right.
So it's like in that in-between area, so it'll seem not as busy initially.
Right, yeah.
So but coming soon.
It'll catch up for
it'll
sure.
It'll catch up.
Yeah, it's it'll
fine.
Catch up.
It's fine.
But yeah, so there'll be a lot of there's a lot of listeners going to be there, a lot of Club 32 members. So and if you are a Club 32 member and you're going to be at Disney during the weekend, keep a lookout on the Facebook group because we may do some sort of meetup thing or something like that. So if you want to see us, we'll be what day do we have? We got Epcot on Saturday.
Epcot and then Magic Kingdom and then Hollywood Studios.
That's right.
And I cannot change those because this weekend is completely sold out.
Yeah.
Every single
one. Well, we're staying off property, so we can only do three. Which I will say, I think we're going to talk about.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. But
I'm just going to say that they need to tweak something for the APs because it's a little bit annoying when you're not staying on property there. But but before we get to, we got some news, and then we're going to talk about, since it's supposed to be about 95 to 100 degrees this weekend, some ways in which you can stay cool. Not only this summer, but this fall, because in Florida, it gets really, really hot even in September.
It does. It does.
So there's really, it kind of goes like summer, and then kind of winterish.
Sometimes people say that it's actually, it feels hotter in September than it does in July.
I actually think that's true. I've noticed that, I think. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're going to go over some tips about what you can do to stay cool.
Stay cool. Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Yes. What Jamie said.
What I said.
But before we get to all that, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Captain Magic Network. We have the Captain Magic Universal Show, which is once a month where we talk about Universal Studios, as you might imagine with that name. So we got a new that episode will be out this coming month. We just had one a couple weeks ago. What did we talk about in that one again? We did Portofino Bay.
Express Passes.
Yeah.
And yes.
Someone. Yeah. So you can catch it on this feed, or it's got its own feed as well. So whichever one you want to check it out there. Yeah, again, that's once a month on that one. We also have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show. That one just came out this week.
Yes.
Abby.
The two-parter with Miss Abby.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can check that out on this feed. You can also go to ctmtriptales.com. And if you want to be on Trip Tales, there's a little thing that says be on Trip Tales. You can fill out a form there, and it'll go to Jamie.
True.
And then what happens from there? I don't know. and if you enjoy Trip Tales, especially if you're in Club 32, which is our private paid additional group where you get more content, you actually get early access to Trip Tales. You also get access to our Distory show, which is the history of Disney, which is an exclusive Club 32 show. You also get access to Cool Kids Kitchen, where we cook a Disney dish once a month on a Friday, and it's a lot of fun. That is probably one of the most fun things. And Jamie, actually, we just got the Disney cookbook.
The unofficial Disney Parks cookbook. Yeah, it's been out for a while, but I saw some really cool recipes in there. I was like, you know what? I need this.
Yeah.
It was only like $10. So.
Yeah. So we'll do some stuff out of there. And then we also have Club 32 Speakeasy, which is when I hang out usually on the back porch. And that's always a lot of fun as well. And then Rant Corner, which you got some more of those coming out. So tons of extra content, plus Marvel chats. Once Loki starts up again, we'll do the weekly Marvel chats to discuss that, because I have a feeling Loki is going to be just as confusing as WandaVision, perhaps. Maybe.
Probably.
It seems time travel-ish.
I think Loki starts in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we'll pick up Marvel chats again. So I'll help you if you're confused by it. We're usually joined by Molly, who's a Club 32 member that knows a lot about comic books as well. So
yes.
But if you're interested in all of that, plus you get 20% off all the apparel, a private podcast feed, and we do in-park live streams as well. So we're doing tons of those this coming weekend. You go to ctmvip.com. There is monthly or yearly options, and if you can do a free trial as well. So if you want to check it out, especially if we're going to be at the parks this weekend, you can do the free trial and see if you like it or not. So
yes.
ctmvip.com. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, which if you're going to go, I would start booking now because it's filling up very quickly. But if you're looking to go any of those places, head to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form there you can fill out. Tell them what you're looking to do, whatever details you got, and they will hook you up with an agent and basically help you plan a great trip. And it's no cost to you. It's basically like having a free travel assistant. And they will make your life much easier. Plus, if you go there and you book at least a three-day pack or three-night package, we're going to give you some freebies as well. So you're going to get a free T-shirt, going to get $10 in shop credit, and then you're also going to get a gift, some sort of gift from Zip Travel at your hotel as well.
Hey.
So again, go to travelwithzip.com and let them know what you want to do there. So,
yes.
All right. You ready to talk about some news?
I am.
Okay. I should mention too, don't forget if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, please ask you to do so. And if you want to check out the shirts, ctmshirts.com as well.
Okay, now I'm ready for the news.
Now you're ready. Okay. All right, the first bit of news we have is Disneyland is reopening to out-of-state guests beginning on June 15th.
Yeah, this was just announced today. And you can start booking for June 15th and beyond. I think it's 120 days out. So you can't look into 2022 or past, like, I think September at this point. But you can book pretty far out. And that they have park reservations. They have the tickets just like Disney World does. And they strongly encourage people to be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test to enter the parks. And then masks are still required indoors and outdoors there. So that's actually faster than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I was a little quicker. But I know that Disneyland, I believe they weren't even operating at break even. I believe it was like 35% or 25%. I can't remember the capacity number. So, I don't know. I was a little surprised it was that quick, but
yeah.
That's exciting. We're close, getting closer to normalcy, as they say.
Yeah. We hope to go to Disneyland sometime soon, so that would be great.
Yes. Well, we're probably going to go before COVID that year.
So. That was our plan. Yeah, that didn't happen.
COVID did a lot to a lot of stuff. So, all right, the next bit of news we have is more details about the future of park reservations and park capacity.
Yeah, so Bob Chapek, CEO.
I call him Bobbeth Chapek.
Bobbeth. He was on a JP Morgan technology conference call the other day, and he's kind of giving more information about capacity and park reservations. And he did not give a specific number at all. So he said that consumers can look for a low double-digit increase in capacity over the next few months. So when he says increase, like, let's say right now we're at 40%. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go from, like, 40 to, like, 80%, just a jump. It's going to be, like, okay, add 10% more.
Right.
Add 10% more, like that. But that's as specific as he was going to be. The other thing he said that is the park pass reservation system will be sticking around for a while, which we kind of already knew. But I don't think they're going to get rid of that anytime soon.
Yeah, we knew that. I mean, they've been saying that for months that they want to keep that. I mean, I understand from their perspective as to why. I mean, it allows them, I mean, from the management perspective, I'm sure it saves them tons in labor and resources because they can basically look at a day and they could know, for the most part, how many people. I mean, they actually can know for sure how many people will be in the parks or potentially in the parks in general because you can't park hop unless you went to your first reservation. So,
right.
You know, I get it. The only thing I will say, as frustrating as an AP, is we need more than 3 days for APs to be able to schedule. Maybe give us 5 or 10 would be fantastic. Because at this point,
yes.
Like this weekend, we're staying off property and we're going to be staying at some more off property at Disney because we've had a lot of people asking about it and we haven't stayed off property for a bit. So we're going to try some places to review for the show. But yeah, we really could only do 3 days and we can't plan it. I mean, so unless you're staying on property, it's kind of definitely a limitation. It's definitely...
Yeah,
you know, as for locals, that's definitely a thing that doesn't really affect you as much if you're coming from out of town. But
right. I mean, if you're like an out of town, like say you're from out of state, an AP, and you're coming in for a week, and you stay off property.
Yeah,
you get 3 park days. That's it.
Yeah,
it's almost like they're forcing you to stay on property so you can have all the days.
That's part of it. They want you to stay on property for sure.
I understand that. If you're gonna do that, why don't you open up some more hotels?
Yeah, I agree.
Because looking at the availability, especially this summer, there's very little available.
Yeah.
So if you haven't booked anything, if you're wanting to come this summer or fall or into like December, January, start booking now. Things are very scarce out there. Scarce?
Scarce? I think scarce.
I bet scarce.
We just say scarce.
No,
make a new word.
This sounds like scarf.
I feel like scarce is like, apparently, oh, it's scarce out here.
I meant scarce.
It's okay.
So sorry.
It's fine. It's looking scarce. No, I completely agree. I mean, off site, I mean, for one thing, you can be cheaper, more room, but obviously there's not a lot of availability at Disney. Like at some point, I keep wondering is it international travel? What is it to where they're going to open up more of the hotels? There's got to be some sort of internal thing for that. But, I mean, nothing was surprising about that. I mean, I'm not even surprised about the way that they're going to increase capacity. I mean, and, you know, let's say they get to 50% pretty soon. That's basically operating at full capacity because most park days, you're not, you know, they're not going to be 100% capacity. So,
right. 100% capacity is rare.
Very rare. So, once you're at 50%, you're basically at where it was before. So I'm not surprised by any of that. So, and hopefully with the distancing lower, you know, as more things open up, the crowds won't seem as bad and the lines won't be as long and things like that. But
and they also mentioned that virtual queues will be utilized more going forward. And there was a patent that someone found the other day that was basically wanting to make the system able to have two virtual queues
yeah.
at the same time. Because right now you can only have one. And Disneyland said that whenever they have the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man ride that's coming out, mm-hmm. it'll be a virtual queue.
Yeah.
But you can't hold a Spider-Man and a Rise of the Resistance virtual queue at the same time.
Right.
And they just don't have the technology for it yet.
I think that's what it is.
Two, they're wanting to spread people out. Be like, you can't just do both. You can do one or the yeah. other, give people some opportunity to spread it around.
Well, I think, yeah, I agree with that. I think it's twofold. They don't have the technology to do it, and they do want to spread you out. But I also think, too, like, they've been wanting to do this for years. I mean, they were talking about this when we started the show, like, 3 years ago, about yeah. wanting to do virtual queues because they want you spending money and doing other things. They want you being in line the whole time. So I could see it where eventually get to a point where it's like how fast passes were. I don't know if you get three, but let's say you get two, and then you can add another one once you're use that one and just kind of rolling that way.
Yeah,
I could see that kind of being the case. But yeah, I think that's definitely where things will go. I mean,
do you know what ride was the first to use the virtual queue in Orlando?
Out of all the parks,
uh-huh.
Jimmy Fallon.
It was
Jimmy yeah.
Which is really weird to think about.
Like, yeah. I remember that went open because we were there. And, yeah, it was – yeah, I knew that was the first one.
Yeah. So. Very interesting.
Yeah. So, what do I win? Do I win trivia points there?
Yeah. 4 gold stars.
Four? I don't get 5? This is
nope.
This is ridiculous. all right.
I think so, you're, like, mad about, like, no
system. I won
no
5.
System. Yeah.
weird. All right. The next bit of news we have is that all of the main tower contemporary rooms are now covered in scrim, and it looks weird.
It does look weird. It's all like if you're inside the contemporary, all that you can see the balconies or like the hallways
yeah.
from the rooms that look over into the middle part or the main part. They're all covered.
Yeah.
It looks really weird, and it's kind of loud in there apparently.
Nothing's absorbing the sound.
Right.
Just bouncing right off.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was already kind of noisy in there to begin with.
Well, and they're doing work in there too, so that's also noisy. But
like, let's go to Chef Mickey's as you hear hammering and people right. yelling. This is a great breakfast.
But the Garden Wing section and Bay Lake Tower are still open. So.
Yeah. For contemporary, I think that the way they're going to do those rooms and the style of, they've already talked about like sort of being in the Incredibles themed.
They have not officially announced
it. I know they
haven't. But that's what
that's probably what they're yeah. going to do. But I think that fits great with the contemporary. And
I'm okay with it.
To me, the contemporary is a resort without an identity at this point, what it is. That gives an identity. If they should take it resort wide and just do that, I think it'd be great.
I feel like the Incredibles is almost like a romanticized 60s
50s 60s era yeah
and I think that's kind of what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree
with the like the art and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
All right, next one we have is new watermelon Dole Whip treats are at Disney Springs.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to try a watermelon Dole Whip because I don't really like watermelon, but they have a parfait with a little like Mickey head a watermelon like sticking out of it.
Okay.
And they also have literally it's a watermelon Dole Whip taco and the taco shell is the watermelon and the Dole Whip is in the middle.
Hmm.
It's odd looking, but if you like watermelon, then maybe this is for you.
I'm not big on watermelon. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
I just brought it up because I like Dole Whip and I was just like, well,
I'll tell you what they need to come out with is grape Dole Whip.
Have they never come out with grape Dole Whip?
Well, they haven't. Disney World. I know in Springfield you have
Pineapple Whip.
Pineapple Whip, and they have grape.
They do have grape.
I thoroughly enjoyed when they did have grape.
You did.
I would go buy lots of that.
You could get a giant thing for like $4.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Or $5 now, maybe. I don't know.
It probably has gone up. Inflation.
Probably.
All right. Next bit of news we have is the changes to Jungle Cruise should be finished this summer, apparently.
Yeah, they announced July 16th is when the Disneyland one will open officially because they're still closed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on it. And the one in Disney World is going to be finished this summer. They did not give a date.
Did they say when the Rock animatronic was going to go in?
They didn't say anything about that.
I hope it didn't. And he asked if you can smell what's cooking. I hope that's what he says.
Nope. If he says that, I will leave the ride. I will leave.
I doubt.
I will swim out of there.
At this point in his career, I'm sure if they asked him to do it, he'd just be like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I think he wants everyone to forget that he used to wrestle for some reason. But
it's a part of your history, man.
Just accept it, yeah. So, All right. Next one we have is separate parties. And this one's a bummer. Separate parties are being seated together on the Skyliner now. And now you can be awkward with people you don't know on the Skyliner again.
Yeah, I said this. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never been a fan of this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Someone mentioned, like, the fact that the Skyliner moves very quickly now. So, like, why would they do it? Well, capacity is going to go up.
True.
So yeah. They're going to have to pack people in there.
I get why they do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Now, with us, with you and me, the two kids, and our double stroller, I think we're good for a while. I think we'll just be us, and that's it. I don't know if anybody else wants to see.
I mean, I can really play up struggling with that stroller.
I can't get it. It's too big.
Just do a big.
I mean, it is awkward.
I'll just do a really big sneeze before we get on. It's like, all right, no, we'll wait for the next one. It's fine. But
well, I think anybody with a stroller may be okay, because with a single stroller, you don't have to fold that out.
Yeah.
Double stroller, you do, because it's too wide. But
yeah,
I don't know. We may be okay. The kids are crazy. The kids are crazy.
This is true. Yeah. So,
but anyway, so that's happening now. It's just FYI.
It's just weird to be in an enclosed space with people you don't know.
Right.
It's kind of odd. Yeah. Although we have had a few times where we've been in there and it ends up being like listeners of the show, which has been fun.
We did.
That has been fun a few times.
They
so.
Were sitting right behind. They're sitting right behind us. That's
I think that's happened 3 or 4 times. So that part's fun. But, you know, in general, it's sort of like, this is the slow pullback of all the things are slowly happening. So,
yep.
All right. The next one we have is the 50th anniversary cast member name tags.
They're like, they have the iridescent thing added to them. They're just fancy.
Is that like glittery?
It's like that bluish purple, like shimmer on the outside.
So you got fancy tags.
Fancy tags.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
That's all the news, man.
Yeah. That's all the news we've got. Yeah.
It was a slow news week, except for Disneyland and everything. That's it.
Yeah. You know what helps when you're feeling slow and down, though? If you're just like, man, it is a slow morning for me. You know what I could use?
You need some Expedition Roasters.
You stole it from me. That's what. Yes.
You always get
that's
to
true.
Say.
I pitched it to you. That's true. you need some Expedition Roasters in your life. You need some great coffee in your life to give you a little pickup. So if you go, so here's the thing. If you're like, wow, Jared and Jamie, you are right. I do need this. You go to ctmexpedition.com and you can pick from all the coffees they have. They've got the new Groggy Joe. They've got the new Beans from Outer Space, which is fantastic. Cold, by the way. Iced, it's very good.
Yeah.
They got the variety packs, everything like that. You put them in your cart and you go to check out, and that discount, 15% off, is just going to be in there. You don't have to remember any promo codes. It's just magic, and then it'll show up at your house.
Nice.
Just magic all around. So
magic.
Yeah. So it's really great coffee, and it's a great company. The owners are awesome. So again, ctmexpedition.com. And go check them out. Yeah, they've got. I will say the New Orleans Praline is still my favorite. I want to try that one iced again. But Beans from Outer Space iced is. I feel like it gives you the most like it gives you that peanut butter flavor a little bit like the peanut butter cup flavor comes out a bit more.
Oh yeah,
and it's iced. Okay. So, okay. So yeah, go check them out. ctmexpedition.com. So all right, you got a poll time.
I have a poll time this week. Poll time. Poll time. That's better.
Would you like a dance?
Do you want to dance with me? Okay. Which would you rather have back more, fireworks or fast passes? I asked this to our Capture the Magic Community Facebook group, as always. And we got a ton of responses for this one. People have opinions. Fireworks, 62%.
I was a bit surprised by this.
Fast passes, 37%. 4 people said neither. I don't want either one of those back.
Get off the fence, you people.
But yeah, it seems to me that like people would rather have fireworks over fast passes.
Would you rather have fireworks over fast passes?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
I would. I really miss the fireworks. I really do.
Yeah.
Something magical.
I mean, I suppose I will be okay. It'd be interesting to see this weekend with everything like how it is, because we've always wondered, okay, is the fast pass system make the standby that much slower? Like, would it be more efficient without it? And it's been hard to gauge that because of you've got distancing, plus they haven't been filling all the rides up completely, which now if they're not all doing it, they're very close to filling them all up like they were before.
Yeah.
So I think this will be a nice little test run the next little bit if and when they bring fast passes back, to see if that actually is a better system or not. On its face, I want fast passes back, but if it is more efficient this way, and it does make you wonder too about them going to do more virtual queues.
Yeah.
I think fast passes come back, but I don't believe they probably come back as they've been before.
Well, and I think a lot of people, according, you know, the results of the poll show this, that they're okay with standing in line for like a little bit less time than grabbing fast passes. And the whole system of having to get the fast passes 60 days out and it being stressful, like I think a lot of people are turned off by that.
Yeah.
Whereas fireworks, you find your place and you stand and you watch.
It's true.
With shoulder to shoulder, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
but I think people just miss it. You know, just having it, because there's nothing at the end of the night now.
Right.
There's nothing. It's like, there's always like this like missing element. You're like, dang, I want a nighttime show, please.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people keep asking, I noticed in the Facebook group about fast passes, and part of me keeps thinking that they're going to reintroduce a system, at least to me it makes a lot of sense, like what Universal does, and maybe incentivize people to stay on property more, which is giving some sort of advantage or having fast passes for people that are staying on property perhaps or something like maybe. That. Like, I don't know. I will see after this weekend. Like, I kind of want them back at the same time too. I don't know, because I definitely don't think they're going to come back how they were. I'll put it that way. So
probably not. So anyway, thank you everybody for participating in the poll.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that brings us to our discussion segment where we're talking about some ways to stay cool in the Florida summer / fall, because basically it can be just as hot, if not more hot, in around September. So we're going to talk about some little strategies that we use and some we're going to test out this week.
Yeah.
We'll be able to report back on.
Yeah.
So what are, I guess we could talk about, what are some things, items you could bring that could help with the heat?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about some things that you can then do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the first one you've got?
The first one I put down, and I actually got a new one a couple of days ago. It's just a misting fan.
I would say this thing has potential.
Well, they sell them in the parks, you know, like the spray thing.
Right.
But this one is like super awesome. It's like, it's just one button, but like different, it has different function, and it sprays like really, really, really fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't feel wet. It just feels really cold, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I will say this one.
It's a handheld one, though.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of the neck fans. I think I've said that for a while because they're just too weak. It feels like someone's just on my neck, just kind of like blowing in my neck.
Well, that was the next one, personal fan.
Right. I'm not a big fan of those. Not that they're not. It's not that they're. It's something. It's just, I don't know. To me, it's they're kind of a hassle. They don't really stay on your neck very well.
You don't like when things blow on you, like fans anyway.
If I'm really hot, I'm talking about it. If I'm really hot, I'm fine with it. But with the personal fans, it's like they don't stay really secure in your neck that well. Like they're just kind of loose. And
depends on which ones you get.
It does, but
yeah,
for the most part. But the misting fan you got definitely, it's got a lot of potential.
You have to hold this one like in front of you, but that's okay. You can refill the water. It's great.
Yeah. So we'll give it a try. But
yeah.
Well, the one I'm going to try out is I got a, it's a kind of like a beach hat. But it's got a cooling effect. So when you get it wet and you like flap it, it's like you put it on your head and it's supposed to be like basically like a cooling towel for your head though.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try it out. It's supposed to work pretty well. I think it's made for fishing, but I got like a camel one, so I'm gonna give it a try, see what it does. Kind of help with the. I imagine it would feel really, really good.
Probably.
When it's like 98 degrees outside.
And even
when it's really lache out there.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Well, even if you don't have that kind of hat you're talking about, even just a regular like cap, like baseball cap, will you at least keep the sun off your forehead.
For sure.
I mean, that's even like a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that sun beating down.
You could also go with just a cowboy hat.
You could.
Jamie said I couldn't do that, but I was.
Did I?
I brought it up and you said something about marriage and embarrassment.
What did you say? You mentioned cooling towel, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, cooling towel is another one. It's a very similar thing, but I think one big brand's like Frog Towels, but you get them wet and you wring them out and you like put them on your neck. And they are really, like, if it's really hot out, they do feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And they'll stay cool for quite a bit of time, depending on what you get. So it's definitely a, and it's also double factor of keeping, if you put it on your neck, you don't have to worry about, for at least for a bit of time, getting your neck sunburned.
Oh, well, that's true.
Because that's something about the Florida sun. If you're not used to it, it can burn you quick.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Get on you.
Yep. Cold water bottles. Just having cold water to drink. I mean, that's simple.
It is simple and needed.
It is simple and needed. And you can get ice water from quick service stations or quick service locations in the parks.
You can. You can also get it from Starbucks, and it's filtered. From
Starbucks. Yes, you can also get that. And I think someone said that you have to do that, like it's required. Like Disney has to provide that. Like it's a rule they made like years ago.
I don't know about that. I mean, they'll do it, but I don't know if they have to or not. But
I think they do.
Oh, okay.
Because it's so hot.
Like by law?
Yeah. Oh. Like by law. They have to do it.
Okay.
Also, frozen drinks, alcoholic, non-alcoholic. That'll keep you.
Throw that one in there.
Well, yeah.
Some froze.
Well, you wouldn't eat soup in the heat.
I could.
I wouldn't.
At Food and Wine. Go get that hot cheddar soup.
That makes me want to, like, jump in a cold shower.
I have had that before in the heat, and it's good, but I wouldn't say it's refreshing.
But a frozen daiquiri is refreshing.
Yeah, it very well could be, yes. Yeah. Well, one you've brought, I know some people do, is like an umbrella for the heat. I mean, you know, especially with just your neck and things like that, it can kind of be nice to... I think the thing, especially when you're in Florida and you're in the heat, and say you're like midday in the parks a lot, the sun just coming down on you just kind of just zaps the energy from you. So anytime you can kind of just get a little shade to yourself, it can help out.
Oh, yeah. Like 90 degrees, like straight in the heat versus 90 degrees in the shade is a huge difference in Florida. So I'll take it. I'll take my umbrella. I don't care. Thank you. They have those like hat umbrellas. You can get that. It's like a hat, but it has like a little umbrella comes over it.
Yeah, totally.
It's so cool looking.
People look at that and they go, wow, that guy's really cool. I want that hat or that gal. I don't. They might look cool. Yeah. I'm thinking in my head it wouldn't look that great, but I feel like it's got a pinwheel on top or something.
Not that kind.
Oh, okay.
And obviously this should be like common sense, but like don't wear a sweatshirt. don't wear jeans. Don't wear like heavy cotton. You know, wear like stuff that breathes.
It's definitely helpful. Yeah. I would say that if it's going to be 95 degrees, if it's going to be really Lachey out there.
Oh my gosh, will you stop with that?
You, listen, Nick Lachey really was in 98 degrees.
I know.
90 degrees is a hot temperature, and Nick Lachey's a handsome fella. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Great.
I would say that might be a little common sense. But yeah, don't wear your hoodie maybe. Although I have seen people wear like long sleeves a lot and like sweating. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to, I don't know. There's wrestlers that are trying to make weight. It's possible. Who knows?
And with the new mask rule where you don't have to wear the mask outdoors now, at Disney, it's going to make it a little bit easier to be.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, Chapek, I think they were definitely, whenever they made that rule, I mean, I think they had a lot of data showing that people were definitely, it was a deterrent for people going to the parks with that being the rule. So I think they were happy to be able to say, hey, you don't have to wear them outside because, you know, it's just, and it's another item of clothing on you when it's hot. And even if it is doable, it's not necessarily comfortable. So, and also just don't, I always say this too, do not forget to drink water. It is very easy, especially with as hot as Florida can get. I mean, you know, dehydration can kind of come on you really quick.
Yeah.
And now that you can walk around and have a drink and you don't have to, you know, because before you had to be stopped and stationary to take a drink, you know, now it's a little bit more easier to kind of stroll around and take some drinks. So, especially with the little kids too. Like I know with our kids, we make sure they've got tons of water. So, all right. Well, let's talk about strategies and what you can do.
Okay.
To stay cool.
Okay. Take mini breaks in the AC. Like, go into a gift shop just for a second. Get out of the heat.
Yeah.
Get you some AC. A lot of people will make at least one table service reservation a day where they can get out of the heat. Some people do dinner or lunch, usually not breakfast for the heat purposes, but that gets you out of the heat for at least an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. And then I did want to mention the relaxation stations in the parks are closing. They're not using those anymore.
Right.
Some of those were inside, some were outside, but those are no longer an option to take breaks like in the parks.
I will say the best one that when they had those was the one that was in Storybook Circus.
Oh, they blasted that AC.
That AC was good. Cold. I kind of wish that was still available to just walk in there because that place was fantastic. But yeah, I mean, another one is always indoor attractions and shows like Carousel of Progress. Now that you know got Festival of the Lion King, like anything that you can kind of go inside and maybe it's going to be a 20-30 minute show.
Yeah,
it's always a good idea to kind of just
fill her magic.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. This lasts a while, so always a good way to get into the AC. Water rides.
Those can help.
And they're not that really that many in Disney, if you think about it.
There's not a ton.
There's Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
There's Cali River Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. that's all the rides that, like...
Get you wet.
Get you wet.
Right.
That's it.
I mean, you can get a little wet on Pirates and, like, Frozen maybe a little bit.
Okay, that doesn't
count. At least those are outside as well. And that's the thing, too. Like, the attractions that are indoors as well, you know, other than just the shows, but, yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, some of those rides don't last very long, was my point. But, yeah.
True.
But, yeah, so those all two of those are water rides.
Hey, you know, it can work. And one strategy we've always done, I mean, obviously, midday is the hottest. And obviously, it's the most crowded. So we've always tried to, you know, for the most part, take a long break in the afternoon. So you rope drop in the morning, go back to the hotel, you know, nap. I mean, especially with you know, at least our son, and just take a rest or a beat, and then go back later or go to a different park later in the day.
Yeah,
it gets you out of the hottest part of the day, lets you take a little bit of a break. You know, I think it's kind of good, especially with the little ones like our daughter. I mean, she'll go all day, but you know, it'll drain her a little bit.
It zaps her. Yeah, she tries.
She does, and she, you know.
Yeah, if you leave around 1 or 2 p.m., take a break for 4 hours, five hours.
Yeah.
Go back around 6 or 7 after dinner, be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Swimming.
Always a good idea.
Always a good idea. Now, because of capacity issues, the hotels at Disney, they are seeing a lot of pools hit capacity in the afternoon when it's the hottest. So that is something to think about.
But with reduced distancing.
Maybe not now.
I don't see that.
They were, though.
Right. I know they were. But I think with the reduced distancing, that shouldn't really be an issue as much.
Yeah.
We'll see. But.
We'll see. But a great way to cool off. Corey would have cool off in the swimming pools.
Well, you got, and there's kids splash areas in most of them, too.
Splash areas, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably the hot tub's not the most
don't hottest do the hot time. Tub. Yeah. Don't
midday
do
hot
that.
Tub session when it's 95 out. Probably.
Don't get that. Do it.
And, well, of course, you've always got the option of, like, the water parks of Disney if you want to cool off.
Blizzard Beach, stay in water all day.
For sure, yeah. I mean, that's when we're at Universal is for the day. We're going to do Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's going to be hot. And I mean, especially parks like, you know, Universal and obviously a lot of Disney parks, it's a lot of asphalt.
Yeah.
When you're in the parks, it's just even hotter. So.
Yeah. And we can get in as early as 9:30, I think. But we're not going to stay past like 1.
Right.
It just gets too hot. I mean, it's supposed to be like 97 degrees that day. So we're cutting out before it gets too hot.
Yeah. A little warm.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the general things that you could do to stay cool. Do you have any others that you thought of as we were talking?
You know, I always think like just anytime you walk by, sometimes you get like, you just see an AC, like just dip in real quick or something like that. Or some of those doors will stand in front and blast that AC, just kind of get you a little AC blast there.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be tough. There's not a lot of depending on where you're at and which park, there's not always a lot of shade. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you have the sunscreen, have your water, kind of, you know, you definitely pay attention to the little ones. You know, when it's really warm, it can, you know, dehydration, even if you're someone who, you know, exercises a lot and is used to it, it can come on you pretty quick. So,
yeah, like you were saying about the shade. The Hub, I don't know if you guys have been to the Hub like in the last decade, but they used to have a ton of trees in the hub.
Not so much anymore.
They cut them all back because they need to fit more people into the hub for the fireworks, like the shows in the castle. So those trees were actually very awesome when it was so hot. You just stand in the tree and have a little shade. So it's a little harder to find now, but
a little bit. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, People Mover is a great one to take a break on now that it's back open.
Yes, that is a great ride.
Hop on the
People Mover. It's still outside, but...
At least you go in and out. You're covered and you go in and out of shade. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Got a little wind.
What ride would you not recommend if it's really hot outside and you want to stay away from the heat? What's one ride you would not recommend? Or a couple?
Because
I have some in mind that I want to...
Which ones do you have in mind?
The Tomorrowland Speedway.
That one can be, that one, you're exposed outside. Yeah. Those go-kart areas are hot to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, stay away from that and 95 degree heat, please.
Yeah. Big Thunder Mountain is a hot one, and that queue is warm, too, because it doesn't like you go into an AC queue.
You do go in and out, like, of the...
You do, but it's still warm, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, anything in Toy Story Land is always hot because it's just, there's no way. I mean, unless you're riding Toy Story Mania, it's always hot in there.
Toy Story Mania?
Sorry, but it's always hot in Toy Story Land. Toy Story Mania is AC, but
right.
Nothing else is, yeah.
Right. Dumbo and, like, the magic carpets of Aladdin, also just straight on in the heat.
Yeah.
Just sun all over you.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's more, but...
I mean, Animal Kingdom's always... It feels to me hotter than what it, that park's kind of in a bowl in general.
Yeah.
That park can get kind of really, really warm feeling pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It just depends on the day. It depends on the humidity and stuff, but
yeah.
Yeah. You just gotta be careful.
Yeah.
That good old Florida sun.
Well, if you're at Epcot in the World Showcase, like ducking into the pavilions is not a bad idea there. Maybe check out the shows
and the stores. Yeah, because
World Showcase, a lot of walking, and there's not a lot of shade back there unless you do dip into the pavilions here and there. So never a bad idea in there.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. I can't think of anything else unless you got any other tips.
Let's see. I don't think so.
I'll check Club 32, see if they've got any tips.
Hydrate. Another one that kind of goes along with taking a break in the afternoon is get to the parks as early as you can.
Yes.
To get as much done as you can early on, because that is going to be the coolest part of the day, unless you're there at like midnight. But yeah, early in the day is good.
Yeah. excuse me. Molly in Club 32 had a good point. They take a hydro flask full of ice and a small cooler with waters to refill throughout the day. That is the thing. You can get small little coolers to put in, like, on a stroller and things like that. Not a bad idea. That helps. I mean, especially if you want to bring in sodas and maybe some things in there that, obviously, if they're not a cooler, they're going to get really hot really quickly. And if you're like our daughter who wants ice with her water all the time, you just got ice constantly. Right there. You can just take it.
And also, another thing to remember, I mean, like, get some yummy cold treats. Mickey bars. Dole Whip. Ice cream. Popsicles.
Never a bad idea.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Not a shabby. I tell you right now.
Cold coffee. Iced coffee.
Well, that's always a good idea.
Okay.
I will say over at Universal, we went to, they had their little, one of their summer festivals, and they had the Schaffenhofer's, the grapefruit drink. I will say, on a hot day, that is still a fantastic drink. That just, it just goes well. It's great. So you can always get you one of those. It's an adult beverage, but it does really hit the spot on a really hot day.
Yes.
But all right. Well, I think that will do it. Unless you got anything else you can think of.
Nothing I can think of. No.
Okay. I'll report back and see if my hat works well. I imagine it will.
He looks like he's going fishing, you guys.
Well, it is a fishing hat.
I know.
I look like I'm going on an expedition. Okay. Perhaps
that works too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's comfortable, so we'll see how it does. I feel like it might do the job well. So, all right. Well, I guess before we go, I just remind you guys to check out the check us out on the socials. It's at CapTheMagic at everywhere except for TikTok, which it is at CaptureTheMagic.
I didn't say TikTok.
You did not.
I
thought you were going to.
Yep.
And be sure to join the Facebook community. or Capture the Magic community if you have not. It's a great place if you got questions about your trip, or you just, you know, want to interact with us more. We do a lot there. And if you want to interact with us even more, plus you get all the live streams, the extra shows, the discounts, 20% off the CTM apparel, all that stuff, you can join Club 32. So you can go to ctmvip.com, and we'll be doing tons of live streams this weekend. And I know there's going to be some Club 32 members down there this weekend as well.
Yes,
so we'll probably meet up
and
say hey. So, but again, you can do a free trial on there if you want to as well. You got a free trial to see if it's for you or not. So you can just kind of test the waters out. But
yep.
If you want to check out all the shirts, you go to ctmshirts.com. And I think we'll be doing a Memorial Day sale while we're out of town there as well.
Yes.
And an update on the Captain America shirts with the Mjolnir. The screen will get here Thursday. So
the day this comes out when we're not here.
Yes. So the screen is going to be in. So I will print those as soon as we get back and get those guys out to you. It's been a mess with that, but it'll be in. Get those shirts out to you guys. And sorry about the delay. It's been dealing with vendors sometimes, but yep. It happens. But sorry about the delay on that. But it should be here. It was supposed to be here today, but it didn't make it way here. So that's the update there. So that's all I got.
Okay.
So all right, well, thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Jamie, for joining. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.